Okay. Oh, this is...
There are ghosts in Reverend Carol Pickett's closet. 95, to be exact.
But this is part of the tapes.
That's the number of inmates put to death while he was chaplain at the Texas State Execution Chamber in Huntsville.
I made the tapes in the next day or the next night to get it all out.
He admitted he was nervous, and it showed in quite some ways, many ways, that he was scared.
Pickett keeps a scrapbook of the 1974 prison siege that killed two employees who belonged to his church. He was a Presbyterian minister and was already prison chaplain when Texas reinstated executions in 1982. He favored the death penalty until execution number 33, Carlos de Luna.
He was a baby face again. Big eyes, big brown eyes. And he was innocent. You know, I knew he was innocent. I knew by talking to him and listening to him.
De Luna was convicted for the fatal stabbing of a gas station attendant. But Pickett believes it was a case of mistaken identity. And while he promised De Luna his death would be painless, it was far from that.
Carlos, it was horrible. You know, I couldn't sleep for days and days.
Pickett came out against the death penalty after retiring in 1995. He is now a powerful voice in the movement to abolish it.
When they're losing a loved one to the state of Texas.
Protesters like Gloria Ruback and relatives of a convict being put to death here wait outside the Huntsville death house where Pickett worked. The clock shows the wrong time, but inside, the execution is being carried out like clockwork. This video, provided by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, shows the execution chamber where a condemned inmate is strapped down. At 6 p.m., if there's no last-minute injunction, a lethal injection is administered.
There were massive protests right here in front of the death house back when Reverend Pickett attended his first execution. Now, the death of number 505, Arturo Diaz, draws only a committed core of anti-death penalty activists, including a group from a local Catholic church.
One of the things is that when we execute, we take away the possibility of redemption.
Father Fred Vallone, the priest, believes change is coming.
Well, you know, I think state by state, people are realizing that the death penalty is against our moral fiber.
But not Texas Governor Rick Perry. He supports the death penalty and says Texas has never executed an innocent person. Reverend Pickett disagrees.
So I was witness to a murder by the names of the state.
It's over. The family has just come out of the death house. And Texas has another notch on their belt.
After it's over, everyone goes home. But this is a town that's defined by what just happened. A local restaurant sells what it calls a killer burger. And across town at the prison museum, the implements of death are on display. Huntsville resident Richie Harris says he's familiar with the moral arguments against capital punishment.
Well, I agree with that who are we to judge? And I understand that. But it's also important to understand that if you kill a man, and it's proven that you have killed him, he deserves the death sentence in the state of Texas.
Harris and his family are a few blocks from the death house. They came to see a high school parade. It has only been about an hour since the execution, and this could be virtually any town in America if it weren't its death penalty capital. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Huntsville, Texas. Thank you.